My name is Julie, and after 10 years, I wanted to tell you the strange story of my life. Everything starts from my university, when I was writing my thesis. My subject was about animal instinct, and I wanted to know, can wild animal had an uncontrollable biological urge to maim and maul? And this question was the most important question of my thesis. I went to the library every morning, and then I went to the lab, and I was testing blood from wild and mixed animals. Everything was fine, but one day something was wrong. The lab was messing up, and my testing on blood of animals had lost. Instead, I found a piece of paper which it was writing on it, "End your research. If do that, if don't that, you will die." At first, I was afraid, but I didn't quit. The days were disaster, but I proceeded to follow my thesis and strained to find the best solution. But after several days, I received a new message that written on it, "You betray me, and I will kill you by savage way." Right at that moment, I decided to write a message for that anonymous and put on my desk. I wanted to know, is the man coming back? I write, "No need to be bloodlust, it's vicious. Let me tomorrow and we can settle." Next day, sooner than ever, I went to the lab, but I saw the door's lab was open, and there is a handsome boy sitting on the chair while my message was in hand. I was totally confused, and I didn't know what to say. When I came into the lab, he stand up and stared at me. He was very angry and his eyes were red in wrath. I felt like a prey in the hands of predator. I said, "Did you write those messages?" He said, "Cut it out. I declare that you finished that bullshit research. You forget?" I said, "I continued that research to the best solution." He said, "Okay, I answered your question. No, never. That killer instincts are in our DNA forever." I was very shocked and surprised and said, Wait, what did you say? Are you kidding me? The killer instincts are in your DNA? You are a human being and I research on animals. Don't let the brute of animals surrender you." He said, "No, you're wrong. I'm an evolved animal, and I don't like to live in harmony with human being." It said and disappeared. After that event, I couldn't work on my thesis and had to change my topic. But later, I knew that man was one of the laboratory rats for CIA secret investigation. Okay. The end of my story was interesting, and I'm so darn happy because I with that man became friends, and this is the beauty of complacency.